And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 28th of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the illustrator Tasha Tudor, born in Boston, 1915, illustrated almost 100 children's books, including classics like Mother Goose, Little Women, and The Secret Garden. It's the birthday of the poet Rita Dove, born Akron, Ohio, 1952. Her father was a chemist, a research chemist at Goodyear. Her mother loved to read and encouraged her children to read widely. Rita Dove remembers reading the Iliad when she was 10 years old. A high school teacher took her to hear the poet John Chiarity, and Rita Dove was entranced by it. She said, "I didn't know writers could be real, live people because I never knew any writers. Here was a living, breathing, walking, joking person who wrote books." And then she read Sylvia Plath's poem, Daddy, and Dove said, "It was the first time I realized you didn't have to be polite." It's the anniversary of the March on Washington in 1963. More than 200,000 people gathered. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at the Lincoln Memorial. There was no violence, not one single arrest. It's the birthday of the father of German literature, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, born in Frankfurt, 1749, who gave us the epic drama Faust. He moved to Italy when he was a young man, returned to Germany, fell in love with a woman who was 16 years younger, Christiane Vulpius. She was 23. And they moved in together, lived for 18 years together, unmarried and with children. When Napoleon, having invaded Germany, his soldiers, who were drunk, broke into their home in Weimar one evening. Goethe was terrified, but Christian was yelling at the soldiers and fending them off hand to hand, trying to protect the man of the house. After a long skirmish, she pushed them out of the house, barricaded the kitchen so the soldiers couldn't steal any more of their food, and out of grateful to this brave, steadfast woman, Goethe went down to a church the very next day, and he married her. And in the very same year, 1806, Goethe published a preliminary version of Part One of his great work, Faust, the story of a brilliant scholar who makes a deal with the devil. An epic poem which has everything an epic poem should have: seduction, murder, sleeping potions, illegitimate love child, a stray dog who transforms into the devil, contract signed with blood, imprisonment, dungeons, heavenly voices, and so on and so forth. Faust, sometimes called Das Drama der Deutschen, the drama of the Germans. Goethe spent 50 years working on it, and he finished Part Two in 1832, in the year of his death. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simich, To Boredom. I'm the child of rainy Sundays. I watched time crawl like an injured fly over the wet windowpane, or waited for a branch on a tree to stop shaking, while grandmother knitted, making a ball of yarn roll over like a kitten at her feet. I knew every clock in the house had stopped ticking, and that this day will last forever. A poem by Charles Simich, To Boredom, from Scribbled in the Dark, published by Echo and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, comparing car insurance rates from multiple insurers so shoppers can evaluate options in one place. Now that's Progressive. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.